Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now then, since we're hour number two, the United Kingdom, Spotlight United Kingdom. Right now, in England, in London, they're trying to stem the bleeding in response to a knife crime epidemic that's plaguing both England and Wales. So, the City of London Police have done something a little unprecedented, and they announced Monday that hundreds of bars and nightclubs across the city will soon be outfitted with specialized medical equipment meant to treat catastrophic bleeding from stab wounds. They're going to give out 320 bleed control kits, and these will all be supplied to the late-night venues in London's financial district over the next few weeks, and it follows a pilot program earlier this year in Birmingham. London Police Chief Superintendent David Laws told Sky News, this is a really, really simple piece of kit which can make a big difference, particularly with the most catastrophic bleeds. If you don't get help in the first few minutes, the person will almost certainly die. Now, the bright red kits are packed with trauma bandages, tourniquets, and adhesive chest seals to treat knife wounds or gunshots. The initial rollout for the kits in late-night venues is expected to eventually be expanded to more locations in the future. Officials say it takes an ambulance responding to an emergency call from someone with life-threatening illness or injury 7 minutes on average to reach a patient. If you're bleeding from a serious injury, such as those sustained in a stabbing, shooting, car, or industrial accident, you can exsanguinate in 3 to 5 minutes. There's the problem. The bleed control kits are meant to help save the precious time until paramedics arrive at the scene and prevent catastrophic bleeding. This initiative was launched in partnership with the police, with the Daniel Baird Foundation. Lynn Baird, Daniel's mother, runs the foundation in memory of her son, who was fatally stabbed outside of a pub in 2017. There was no first aid or bleed control kit available, and Daniel died shortly after arriving at the hospital due to catastrophic bleeding. The City of London Police's Assistant Commissioner, Alastair Sutherland, said in a statement, "These kits will help us achieve our aim of making the city as safe as possible for the people who live, work, and visit the square mile." Daniel's death was a tragedy that no parent should ever have to suffer. The initiative we're launching with Lynn's Foundation today will help Daniel's memory go on in the lives that will be saved. In order for your life to be saved, you have to be stabbed, though, in the square mile there. Right now, the United Kingdom is facing an epidemic of knife crime, which is not surprising because they have 7 times the violent crime that we have. Yeah. Quite superior they are. Data released by the Office for National Statistics, the ONS, in June showed that there were 43,516 police-recorded offenses involving a knife or sharp instrument in 2018-2019. the highest figure since such records began in 2011, and an 8% increase from the previous year. Hospital admissions for all injuries caused by an assault with a knife or sharp object have gone up almost a third since 2013 to 4,986 last year, according to NHS England. Now, the manufacturer of the kits, Prometheus Medical, will provide training to staff at venues who receive the kits. And one of the first places in London to receive the kits was St. Paul's location of the bar Slug and Lettuce. General manager told Sky News that training was very easy and he could pass on the skills to his staff. It reassures me because clearly the first aid kits don't have this type of equipment inside. This is a new thing to be able to offer someone this level of help while we are in and waiting for an ambulance to come. This is according to Sean Bewick. Now, this is the thing about a trauma kit. If you're going to get a trauma kit, okay... And yes, I'm getting back into bed with very shortly with Dark Angel Medical. You need to go ahead and get you a good trauma kit. There's some you can buy ingredients that are cheaper, but the IFAC, the individual first aid kit, that's meant to be for you. That's to treat you. Some of these guys have put these kits together. Can do so with more than one kit available or one kind of thing. So, having said all of that, these kits, I don't know. I don't. They're made by, I think I said Prometheus. Prometheus Medical. And they've got a picture of them. The problem is, I don't know how many people one of these kits can treat. That's the problem with any trauma kit. That's the big problem. So, and it's happening in England, where it really... In here in the United States, I think our violent crime now is at 367 per 100,000, whereas in England, I think it's around 2112, 2102. I don't know why that figure's sticking in my head. So that's not quite seven times the violent crime that we have here. There's a lot of reasons our violent crime is higher. The problem is this. Violent crime, by its very nature... is going to is very bad for a society. It's really bad for the victims. If the victims get swept up in it too much, and violent crime here in the United States, I think we have four categories of violent crime. We have homicide, we have rape, we have armed robbery, and assault with a deadly weapon. Any one of those seem appealing to you? Homicide does not, and none of these have to be done with a gun. None of these have to be done with a gun at all. And that's why their violent crime can be higher. And the question here is, do you think it's some moral high ground for us to sit back? I mean, we're actually a very peaceful country. England has, I think, 63 million people. But they've got seven times the crime we have. We have 330-something million people. 450 million plus guns, depending on who you're talking to. And they have more crime per capita than we do. What does that tell you about England? What does that tell you about us? Those things are all things you have to consider. When you're looking there and saying, well, England doesn't have gun crime. Okay. Well, they have other stuff. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look?
now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Nobody's going to disagree that Baltimore, Maryland has a big problem when it comes to violent crime. For the fifth year in a row, they have surpassed 300 homicides. And violent criminals seem to act with impunity on the city streets on a daily basis. Now Baltimore officials think they have a plan. And what a plan it is. This is definitely going to, it's definitely going to do something. You see, they're going to sue. They're going to sue gun makers for the gang violence. And we get this, and I don't know from which publication we get this from. It's a doozy, though. As of Tuesday night, there have been 306 homicides in Baltimore City so far this year. City Solicitor Andre Davis said that escalating violence is why he will legally go after gun manufacturers to hold them responsible if Sandy Hook families succeed in their cases, which they're not going to. Last Tuesday, the Supreme Court ruled it would allow the lawsuit against Remington. No, they're going to allow it to go forward because it is based upon a state law, Solicitor. Families of the victims killed in the 2012 Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre said the company should be held liable for its role in marketing one of their assault-style rifles used in the shooting. The court says it rejected an appeal from Remington, which argued it should be shielded under a federal law designed to protect them. So Tuesday, Davis said it's not just Baltimore, but every city in America is watching what happens with the Sandy Hook lawsuit. That decision by the Court of Appeals a couple of weeks ago was a breakthrough, because Congress has created immunity for these gun manufacturers that up until now has been impenetrable. And this recent decision is the first small crack in the wall, and we will continue to monitor it. Well, I got bad news for you. Or at least for these politicians, hoping to hold gun manufacturers accountable for the actions of criminals. This isn't going to work. The Supreme Court allowed the case against Remington to go forward based on one solitary claim that's going to be difficult on plaintiffs to prove in court. That Remington's advertising and marketing somehow inspired the mass murderer in Newtown, Connecticut, to commit that atrocious rampage killing. So for Baltimore to pursue similar litigation against gun manufacturers, they'd have to show that gang members and drug dealers wreaking havoc in the city have all been inspired by the advertising of gun companies. Then they would probably have to be using the guns advertised in order for this to work. Because, like, if you're advertising Q-tips, you're not advertising all cotton swabs. You're advertising Q-tips. That's a name brand, right? So it would not apply because in law it has to be letter by the book, right? Now, I do gun advertising. I do gun promotion. I do not know of any criminals that have ever seen my stuff and said, you know, this is exactly what we've been looking for all this time. This is the one. I look at gun advertising. I look at gun promotions, and I have never been tempted to engage in a drive-by or kill someone in a drug deal because of an advertisement that I saw or heard anywhere. So if they're going to claim that criminals have been compelled to these acts of violence because of outside influences, they'd be better off suing record labels for promoting gang violence, not gun makers. So the Remington case doesn't really open the door for Baltimore to sue gun makers, but it does certainly reveal the desire of local officials across the nation to avoid responsibility for the surge in homicides and shootings over the past few years. All of these, by the way, Democratic bastions, each one.
Now, Baltimore politicians have a habit of passing the buck when it comes to shouldering some of the blame for the city's growing crime problem. When Elijah Cummings passed away, and nobody wanted Elijah Cummings to die for this, but when Elijah Cummings passed away, they started saying, well, you know, Donald Trump pointed out what happens in what's going on in Baltimore, and it's in Elijah's district, and, you know, this bothered Elijah so much it just killed him. Okay. Is that your story? Are you sticking to it? Do you think by not talking about it, that not talking about the chihuahua-sized rats that run around and vanish into walls and, you know, the trees growing through buildings that used to be a house, you think that just goes away because nobody's talking about it or pointing it out? Just a few weeks ago, a Baltimore Sun columnist, Dan Rodericks, recently noted that Mayor Jack Young refused to accept any responsibility in the hundreds of murders that have taken place this year. He wrote, it's difficult to think of a statement by a Baltimore mayor that could be more obtuse. I'm not committing the murders, and that's what people need to understand. How can you fault leadership? This has been 5 years of 300-plus murders. I don't see it as a lack of leadership. That was Mayor Jack Young last week. So with city violence reaching their annual crescendo, the mayor seems to be saying, don't blame me and don't look to me for answers. So it's like he considers the high rate of violence a naturally occurring phenomenon like a drought beyond human control. So if the mayor doesn't think the leadership in Baltimore City politics has any culpability in the gang violence plaguing too many neighborhoods, the gun manufacturers should be held responsible for the actions of criminals. How far of a stretch is that going to be? The fact is that people like Young think that the city's real problem is the Second Amendment and legal gun ownership. They're doing little to get serious about the drug and gang-fueled violence. But they're considering suing gun makers. And while they're doing that, their own criminal justice system is letting repeat violent offenders avoid serious consequences for their crimes. We get this: a violent repeat offender caught with a murder weapon escapes conviction in 11 cases in Baltimore City. Prosecutors say David Warren became so brazen and bragged about the crimes he committed in videos posted on YouTube. Out of the 15 cases, the Baltimore City State's Attorney Office charged Warren in. Fox 45 found they dropped charges in 11 of them, even those where he was charged with attempted murder. Baltimore has a lot of problems. They have, you know, the Second Amendment is not one of them. The fact is that their murder rate jumped to historic highs after sweeping gun control laws were enacted in 2013. Making it more difficult for a law-abiding citizen to exercise their right to keep and bear arms. Once again, the best intention. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal judge is blocking President Trump's requirement that illegal immigrants have health insurance to prove they can pay for medical treatment. U.S. District Court Judge Michael Simon issued the order Tuesday that blocks any State Department official from enforcing the policy the administration announced in October. Two big storms are moving across the country this Thanksgiving holiday, causing roads to be closed in some spots and delaying flights across the country. Todd Krause is with the National Weather Service.
Just want to let you know that we've got warnings issued all the way from Colorado and Wyoming through Minnesota up to upper Michigan, and for heavy snow and strong winds. So we're looking at 8 to 12 inches of snow. Winds maybe gusting to 30, 40 miles per hour.
A new storm is blowing in on the west coast, putting 17 million people in Southern California and Arizona under flash flood watches. This is USA Radio News.
How to make the holidays happy? We turn to the holiday experts at Boston Market for the scoop. Chef Tony Fialho, Director of Culinary Innovation.
And so many things to be thankful for this time of year. Our goal is really to make sure you have the most memorable Thanksgiving that you can have without some of the stress.
His personal favorite?
Our complete turkey meal for 12, from our roasted turkey to our mashed potatoes and gravy, cranberry relish, stuffing, to our spinach artichoke dip with crackers, and our beautiful apple and pumpkin pies.
What else? Be prepared.
You want to make sure that you have everything that you would need for your family, any extra water, sodas, things like that. And I'm always telling folks, you know, they don't have to create all their dishes from scratch. You can order sides a la carte. And, of course, we're open on Thanksgiving, so you can always stop by one of our restaurants and pick up a side.
And their website has some great recipes for leftovers, too, like turkey hash or vegetable stuffing pancakes.
And then one of my favorite things to add is a nice sunny side egg up on top. Makes a beautiful breakfast for you and the family.
Check out bostonmarket.com for more.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Volodymyr Zelensky was wiping his face from the crumbs of a $125 million meal fed to him by the Pentagon between March and July of 2019, when he spoke to Trump in that famous phone call on July 25th. So, the president probably needs better legal counsel, as do we the people. The current impeachment illusion is based on a pandemic mirage. The nation has been hypnotized to believe that $391.5 million for Ukraine was held back, frozen, slow-walked, canceled, or subject to a nefarious threat by Trump. So, here's your wake-up call, America. Every penny of Ukraine money aid, the alleged carrot dangled before Zelensky, was spent on time, according to law, before, during, and after the July 25th call. Department of Defense certified Ukraine reforms in a May 23, 2019 letter from John C. Rood to Congress, but this certification was only necessary to release the second $125 million installment.
They refer to these as tranches. So they refer to the $125 million as tranche 2. So what happened to the first? Well, it was already spent on Ukraine before the July 25th phone call with Zelensky. On February 28th, Rood wrote to Congress about the first $125 million. He informed Congress the Pentagon was going ahead with this money for Ukraine. It was spent by July to defend Ukraine from Russian aggression. And this is the real reason why neither Zelensky or any other Ukraine official knew that assistance was held up. Because the money was flowing freely to them, never subject to any sort of Trump subterfuge. This, by the way, is hiding in plain sight. The Wall Street Journal published the following report by James Marsden on March 11, 2019. The U.S. is channeling support to Ukraine's Navy to help counter Russian efforts to choke its neighbor's economy and destabilize its pro-Western government by blocking access to ports. U.S. training and equipment have helped strengthen Ukraine's army in its five-year conflict with Russia. But the fresh U.S. focus reflects concern over the Kremlin's new maritime efforts to halt Ukraine's westward integration and keep Russia's sphere of influence. Ponder fresh U.S. focus or channeling support to Ukraine's Navy. Funds used to provide this fresh military support of Ukraine back in March were released from the first $125 million tranche. But the actual breakdown of how this money was spent is on a fact sheet posted at securityassistance.org from their July 2019 edition of In Focus. And it confirms that the first $125 million was already provided by July, and it also mentions the second $125 million tranche. The $125 million in aid listed above is only half of the DOD's intended $250 million in security aid for fiscal year 19. But the award for the most deceptive publication of an impeachment-destroying fact must go to those wonderful people at the Associated Press. On September 27th of this year, they published the following confirmation. Rood, in his letter, noted that there remain areas that require significant attention by Ukraine and that the United States remains committed to helping its multi-year effort, suggesting that fighting corruption was seen as a long-term project. It notified Congress in February the Pentagon was going ahead with the first $125 million in security assistance. By law, certification of Ukraine's progress against corruption and in defense reforms was required before the second $125 million in aid could be provided. So they had to do things by law. Would that be quid pro quo? No, it's a requirement. You want our help here. But you got to do this. So the first $125 was spent around in February, and the second, well, all of that was spent by July. So they also note that only the second tranche required DOD certification. What wins AP the aforementioned deception award is the first sentence of the same report. President Donald Trump has said he withheld nearly $400 million in military aid from Ukraine because of corruption in the company or country. And the key word above is said. The president did not do what the AP claims the president said he did. Statute authorizing security assistance requires Ukraine to crack down on corruption, so our money doesn't end up in the pockets of oligarchs. It mandates, by law, the certification described in the paragraph by the Secretary of Defense that the government of Ukraine has taken substantial action to make defense institutional reforms for purposes of decreasing corruption and sustaining improvements of combat capability shall include an assessment of the substantial actions taken to make such defense institutional reforms in the areas in which additional action is needed. So, the only funds held back throughout this ordeal were accomplished by Congress, not by the executive branch. Trump never impounded Ukraine funds. It's a myth based upon a verbal typo. Weeding out corruption in Ukraine is a primary focus of this statute. And when Trump refers to holding back money from Ukraine, it's to this statute that he obviously makes a reference. The president has no legal mechanism available to rescind or defer Ukraine security assistance without sending a special message asking Congress for legislative approval. And that didn't happen. No message like that was ever sent. Delays getting the rest of the money to Ukraine resulted from statutorily mandated reviews of apportionments and reapportionments, and I'm not going to go through all of those. We're subject to review. And they're legally required to spend money in Ukraine efficiently. And this type of delay concerns apportionment of funds to Ukraine, not from Ukraine, should the review reveal better ways to spend the money for Ukraine's benefit. So not $1 of the $391.5 million was ever subject to Trump unilaterally taking any action that would cut funds from Ukraine or delay such funds for any other reason. He doesn't have the authority to do that. And he doesn't have the authority to do what they say he said he did. And then there's the other matter of $141.5 million. And all of these things coming up with all of this money going back and forth, that could be a result of bad math. I don't know. One of the things is they're saying a phrase, not the Ukraine money. That's a clunky look to the $250 million. Trump's not a lawyer. He's not an accountant. He's not a security policy wonk. The whistle leaker or the whistleblower, he got it wrong. Trump can say whatever he wants to say, whenever he wants to say it, but he got it wrong. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I have an idea for you. I picked up on this when I trained with Steve. I do a lot of shooting, but I'm going to start shooting a little more geared towards accuracy. And there's a routine out there. You could try to take the Federal Air Marshal Qualification Course. Mainly because it's a good training aid to try. It's very challenging. Not very easy. Only a small percentage of concealed carriers will pass it without serious practice. And what makes it a really great training tool is it requires absolute and legit concealment. I'm not talking about the shooting vest. I'm talking legit concealment. And the litmus test is very clear. Could you walk onto an airplane like an air marshal has to do, suffer all the crammed seating contortions, with a 0% chance of someone spotting your concealed handgun? So in other words, to run the course fair, you have to do it from legit, no cheating concealment. Passing the course requires drawing fast from deep concealment and hitting small target zones. And one more thing, you have to run the course cold. If you blow a single time or scoring mark anywhere in the routine, you fail, and you have to try another day again. No practice runs. No repeated stages or do-overs of any kind. Most people agree that less than 1% of handgun shooters could pass this test legitimately. If you can, congratulations. I probably can't. If you can't, passing this qualification is a great training and skills objective. The thing about this, though, is other than it testing your marksmanship and everything, your raw proficiency development, it exercises your concealed carry gear and method. If there's a flaw in your setup, then this course of fire will expose it, especially if you do it on different occasions, under different conditions, and while you wear different types of clothing.
And the biggest problem that people run into is clearing the concealment garment. That presents the lion's share of the challenge of executing a fast and perfect draw. Now, I haven't put this together to try this yet. Most of the time I carry using a shirt that's untucked of some sort. And a lot of times I'm carrying outside the waistband. Sometimes I carry inside the waistband. But I always carry at about 3:30. Right? I always carry at about 3:30. There's a few reasons behind that. But the problem is this. When you're clearing the concealment garment, you have to reach all the way across your body with what is going to be your support hand to clear the concealment garment. You have to lift the cover shirt high enough to guarantee a snag-proof draw. It has to be fast. It has to be smooth. So there's two potential flaws in my inside the waistband, outside the waistband, behind the hip position. First is the long reach across the body with a support hand to lift the cover shirt high enough to draw. This takes a shocking amount of time. Second, there's an error rate when drawing from real concealment the further back the gun is located behind the hip. And this is where we start to come into problems and issues and looking at different methods. Your shirt's going to be made of different things. Sometimes it's going to be lightweight. Sometimes it's going to move really fast. Sometimes it's going to be heavy. It can get hung up on the fabric. It can catch on the gun of the holster when you're trying to reholster. There's going to be a lot of things that might interfere with a smooth, fast draw and add to your time. So when practicing, that's not a big deal. But it is pointing out something that you do not want to happen in a real-life encounter. So drawing from not concealment is easy. With some repetition, you can develop a consistent and fast motion. When carrying using legit concealment, the biggest gotcha variable is the cover garment clearing portion. The only way to get around that is where you put the holster. So, moving the gun forward to 3, maybe 2:30. Maybe appendix carry. Now, appendix carry, it is a double-edged sword. Appendix, without a doubt, appendix carry is the fastest draw there is. Without a doubt. It's a short reach for the firing hand. There's very little movement required to get the shirt out of the way. As a matter of fact, it's the most natural movement. It's just a tug up. It's the same. You're doing the same motion. Tug up with the support hand, tug up with the gun hand. Catch it with the support hand, ease it out, and start, you know, letting lead go down the range. However, for some people, depending on the holster you're using, you may have to change your grip angle. Because you've got to reach down and snatch the gun up and make a straight-up draw. Right? Yeah. So the big benefit of appendix carry is the ease and reach of reaching the gun and the clearing the cover garment. Everything's easy to get to. Now, this is where the argument for smaller guns happens, because if you're going to carry appendix carry, that means you have to carry all the time that way, and you have to sit down. Now, for some people, they find this to be at least slightly annoying. Some people find this to cause pain. Here's the problem. The muzzle of this gun is pointed at your femoral artery. It is not pointed where everybody says it is, where you're going to blow off your manhood. It's pointed at your femoral artery. You can train and develop proper procedure and technique and minimize the risk, but it is a risk because most instances where people shoot themselves, it's either drawing the gun or reholstering the gun. Then there's the appendix carry, which is an inside-the-waistband carry position, which is, you know, at 2 or 2:30. And this places the pistol in front of the hip bone, but it's well on its way around your front corner of the body. And the pros and cons to this can include the muzzle points well away from the major blood vessel danger area, especially if you configure your holster with a slight forward cant. It's easy to reach, but how comfortable is it going to be? The appendix carry is more physically intrusive than either behind the hip bone or appendix. The gun and the holster seem to apply a lot more pressure with the same level of belt tension when you sit. There's also moderate pressure when standing thanks to the placement of all that skeletal structure on the pelvis area. Speed and reliability is excellent, without a doubt, since the reach for your support hand to clear the garment is significantly shorter. It's not quite as fast as appendix, but close. So, where am I going with this? I'm going to continue to carry it at 3 o'clock. Because, one, I can't get past what might happen if I trigger a round. It's going to go and brush against that femoral artery a long way. It's going to go further than it will go than I can use fingers to plug up holes in the femoral artery. It will be a life-ending self-inflicted wound. And I would be conscious of that fact, and especially if I'm training with that. If I go train in this air marshal type thing, and this is the way I carry the gun, then I'm going to be drawing and presenting and reholstering your weapon, as I say, over and over again. Think about it. Hour number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. Going to be joined by Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.